I've done the twist. I remember that, and the jerk, maybe the Watusi. But, you know, whatever dances were favorites around my era, which was a little while ago.
Now, I will let you know, the Froog is kind of like the granddaddy of it here. According to Wikipedia, it says the Froog was a dance craze in the mid-60s, which included vigorous dance to pop music. It evolved to other dances like the chicken. And it says, was prompted usually when kids got too tired to dance, they just sort of stand in place and move their hips, which eventually prompted the swim, the monkey, the Watusi, the mashed potato, and the jerk. So you're right in line with all the dances that you might be able to give some lessons to folks who come out to your Rock of Ages event. Talk about this coming up to benefit your South Amherst Historical Society.
Yeah, we have our second annual dance coming up. South Amherst Historical Society put on a great dance last year. This year we're going to put another one on called the Rock of Ages. So you can come and rock out with music from the 50s to the 80s with a local DJ playing the night away. And you can try some of those dances you were talking about if you'd like. We'd like to see people come in some of their favorite period clothing, maybe. Maybe see a poodle skirt. Who knows? But, yeah, we're going to have a dance here January 26th. It's going to be a great event. Again, we're not only going to have music, but we're going to have food along with everything else. We're going to have pizza and wings and beverages for everybody and cake and a lot of other things going on.
Where's it taking place at?
It's going to be at the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Nativity Church in South Amherst. It's on 333 South Lake Street, just a little south of the main drag in South Amherst on South Lake Street. You can't miss it. It's on the east side of the road. It's a little bit bigger place than we had the dance last year, and we're anticipating a lot of people having room to dance and have fun. Not only are we going to have food and dancing, we're going to have 50-50 raffle and baskets for raffle, door prizes. The food, the beverage, we're going to have cake. All that fun is all included at one really low donation price of $10 per person. You can't beat that.
No way. Bill, tell us a little bit about the South Amherst Historical Society and how you will use these donations.
Well, the South Amherst Historical Society is a fairly new society. We first formed or incorporated January of 2017, and we've been trying to do a lot of big things for South Amherst, or as much as we can, to highlight its history and bring the community a little pride in itself. We plan on having a car show later on this year, and we try to do things in the community like floats and so on that bring us out there and bring some education and the history of South Amherst to the people, and plan on doing a lot of great things. Last year, we even put up a historical marker at the town hall, so a lot of things are planned, and the money will be used to keep us going and bringing these great things to this community.
What are some of the things in the community that people really should know about? Usually in history, you uncover things that maybe people aren't aware of, or those that maybe just they drive by it all the time and don't really think about the history behind it.
Well, one of the big things that a lot of people don't realize is that one of the early residents and the important residents in South Amherst was instrumental in helping with the settlement and the formation of the colony of Oberlin and Oberlin College. So that's something that goes way back and a lot of people don't know about, that we have some famous people in South Amherst doing things like that. As well as, you know, there's the sandstone industry, which everybody knows about, and was famous for building stone around the world. So there's a lot of things about South Amherst that reach out beyond its own borders and have been a great thing for the people to take pride in, too.
What is it that you like specially about it that makes you want to be involved in an organization like this?
I just the excitement of finding out these historical facts. I'm a big history buff ever since I was a child, and discovering these little tidbits of history with South Amherst have really been a lot of fun for me. But that's me, and I enjoy that type of thing.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. If people want to find out more about getting those tickets or participating in your big dance coming up on the 26th, how do they do that?
All right. Well, for tickets and information, you can contact Lynn Schmitz, and her phone number is 440-506 0711. You can contact her for tickets, information, or any concerns you might have. And we just hope everybody will come out and have fun with us on this one of these famous January nights here in Ohio. Come out and dance and have fun and eat. And the price of the ticket is worth the food alone, let alone all the fun that's to be had by everybody.
Sounds good. Bill, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Bill Jones joining us this morning from the South Amherst Historical Society. The Rock of Ages. Rock out with music from the 50s through the 80s.